It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show. First of all, I would like to thank 95B FM's Hugh and Caitlin for letting me use the studio for recording. This studio is located at the University of Auckland City campus, which is very convenient for me. And the people here are very, very cool and helpful. So thanks a lot to the 95B FM team. And because of this convenient location, I can now add back my original content interviews on my show. Since Planet FM was a bit far from me, I've been recording at home for a while.
Let's talk.
So now, my feature guest this month is 19-year-old Vanimali Joseph, a very good friend from uni. I met him in the Science Scholars program. He was the class rep in our first semester at our first year, and he did a wonderful job connecting the classmates. He is now a medical student, and beside his academic achievement, he has been actively involved in the community, such as being part of the city's youth advisory group. He is also running a program to help pre-medical students familiarize themselves with the system and their learning. Vanimali describes himself as loud, proactive, and passionate. He is indeed, and for me, Vanimali is an awesome friend. He's always happy and thinks big and is always helpful. And he always gives me a daily reminder to get a driver's license since last month when I turned 16. So now, Vanimali is with us. Welcome to my show, Vanimali.
Tristan, get your learners.
Yes, sir. I will, one day, in the future. Huh. Well, anyways, to start off, tell us about yourself and your life in Whangarei.
So as Tristan mentioned, I was raised in Whangarei, but let's go back a little bit because that's kind of a lie. I was actually born in Christchurch.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful city. I actually have quite good memories from there. And then moved up to Whangarei a few years later, about year four in primary school, where I did my education and learned most of my core skills. So right now my parents are in Whangarei. They're both teachers. And I moved down last year, went to university, did biomed, like a lot of students, had a real good time. In my spare time, this year I flat, so it's pretty fun. I have a really nice big flat in Parnell. When I mean really nice and big, I mean student accommodation and rowdy flat. In my spare time, enjoy cooking and doing things like this with Tristan and just hanging out and trying new things. I always want to push the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah, that's great. And also, you told me you had a bucket list last night, so could you tell us some of the items on it?
Well, there are a few things. So some things are kind of selfish, not going to lie. Like, I want to go skydiving one day or bungee jumping, something extreme.
Those sound fun, yeah.
No, it is. But a few of the other bucket list things are a bit bigger than that. So one of the ultimate goals is to go to space.
Fancy.
But to be more realistic, one of the other goals I want to do is enable people to achieve their potential. Now, I know that being young, I can't do much now, but with working with friends and family and other programs, it's something you can enable people to do. So currently I'm working with Toastmasters and Varsity Toastmasters, and as Public Relationships Vice President, we're working with the community to get more members involved and allow people to improve their public speaking skills.
That's great. Yeah, and how about some new challenges you want to do in 2018, next year?
Well, I have a few challenges. So next year I have a job at Carlow Park Student Village as RA. And so that job requires a lot of things. Some easy things like organising, but a lot of things with working with youth, or youth meaning the first year and second year university students. And working with that to develop a community within the accommodation services. I've got another few things such as, I have a friend, his name is Dylan Rahman. He is, Dylan Rahman's very unique character. He's someone who I look up to because he's been through a lot. So he grew up in Kelston, the Kelston Boys High School, and throughout high school he was, and like in his terms, a dropkick. But last year, after going through the University Academic Preparation Program, Unibound, he was doing a conjoint in engineering and biomedicine. And he did really well. He got a 9.0 GPA in all nine papers took this year. So it's very, very cool. But he had a dream, which he didn't know about, of pursuing medicine. And so next year he's switching to health sci and going through the MAPADS program getting in. So one of my challenges for him and for me is to make sure that he can get through and do quite well. So next year he's going to overall call, the same hall I went to, and hopefully we can work together to get him in the program. Another challenge I want to do is maybe one day go on TEDx Youth or TED, take a TED Talk. But I think with the right connections, right people, and doing something amazing, it can be possible to inspire the future youth of New Zealand to pursue their potential.
Well, kind of leading on from that, last weekend we went to the TEDx Auckland, courtesy of Andrew Patterson. So what was the most inspiring to you, and what was your favourite message out of the, that weekend?
I think it's hard to pinpoint one exact message that was your favourite. There were a lot of good talks. So the first one was, or the first story was by David Rozowski. I'm not the best at pronouncing names, I must admit. And his talk was about being present and being in the moment. There is one quote which I think is very powerful from his speech, which I think encompasses a lot of it, which is, "I will know what I need to know when I need to know what I need to know." I guess that encapsulates the idea of being present, the idea of being spontaneous. And no matter how bad things become, you will figure out what to do in the moment, which I thought was quite a strong message. I know that maybe you can relate to this quite a bit, Tristan, about when things go are tough and things going, you'll end up surviving in the end and knowing what to do.
Yeah, I agree with that a lot. That is one of my favourite quotes from the event as well.
Another one is Mai Chen's The Migrant Effects. So she did a speak about how we throw rocks at tigers. So what do you mean by blowing rocks at tigers? It means you want to light your seat on fire and keep on going. And migrants, when they come from overseas, they put themselves in an uncomfortable position. They go from a world where they're quite connected, where they're with people they know, and chucked into a foreign land, a literal foreign land, where they have to learn to find friends, to associate with people, and to grow. I can relate to this because my parents are from overseas. They're from India. And so if I may use a sob story, I must admit, my grandfather, he had my dad when he was 50, so quite old.
Yeah.
And so he was raised by his brothers. So after his brothers raised him, he got to university somehow, because he was from a very underprivileged poor background from India. So he would, many times throughout the week, he wouldn't have food because his parents or his family couldn't afford it. But after getting to university, he somehow got a rank score. So he got third in Kerala, which is a state in India, in physics.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I don't know how to say it. You don't tend to appreciate how much your parents do to make sure that your kids get them there. But in this sense, it's quite amazing. And after that, he was, well established in India, he dressed it all and came to New Zealand. This relates quite well to Mai Chen's talk, because it talks about how the coping mechanisms of surviving as a migrant is what you need to succeed, because you push yourself and you push yourself to your limits. I know that if, for example, either of us became complacent in academic studies or what we're doing, we wouldn't really grow as people. And so her talk really encapsulated that. They mention concepts such as AQ and CQ. So AQ, as you may know, is the adaptability quotient. No, not you, the listeners, but Tristan was there as well in the talk.
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite inspirational, because it follows on from the spontaneity of the first talk of what I need to know. The adaptability of people when they're put in tough situations can really show how resilient they can become, which is really important when you want to develop as a person and succeed in today's world, especially as things become quite difficult. We're both going through university. We know that sometimes that it can get quite tough, but being able to adapt is a skill that is very powerful and can allow you to go far in life.
Totally agree with that.
And then we had Katha doing her talk on what I believe was quite relevant to us, which is about being a three-pillar professor at the University of Auckland. So what is a three-pillar professor? So university and academia, you've got three parts. You have the parts about learning, about the love of learning and doing it to satisfy curiosity. And conversely, you've got teaching, making sure you can teach students and educate the future generation of the world. Because if you don't educate the future generation, how are they supposed to help us when we're old and walking around, etc.? The third part, which she was focusing on, was about civic society at the local, regional, national, and global level, which I think is very true. In a university as a whole, we do focus a lot on academia and getting grades, etc., but it is part of the reason of educating for the future of making sure they're trained to serve the people and the society that raised them. Then this shift, and it just shows the responsibilities of how the using universities to drive research and lead entrepreneurship, such as her Engender program and her other programs, can change and improve New Zealand society. I think she mentioned that if once the frozen factory where you work at, I believe, is at full drive, they'll increase the GDP of New Zealand by, was it 0.2%?
2%.
2%?
2%, yeah.
2%, oh, wow.
Quite a large fraction of the economy.
It's very significant, and it just shows, I feel like New Zealand should invest more in research and development and technology, but it's hard when we're driven by such a primary industry region. Yeah. And lastly, we had the speech by Captain Pete Spithune. I don't know if I can give this speech justice, this talk justice, because it was very moving. Yeah. I, in fact, encouraged the listeners of this talk to probably go on TED when the video comes out in a few weeks and watch it themselves. But I believe that Pete really took aspects from all these talks. He lived in the moment, in the present, worrying about things that were happening now. He was focusing on the whaling industry and how the Japanese were using research, in quotation marks, and as an excuse to kill whales for profits. And then he incorporated that with adaptability, because he went through tough times. He went to prison for a few years. He's on media. He tried to go on whaling vessels, and he almost a few weeks ago was in a very dangerous situation where he was at knife point, which was very terrifying for himself and his family when they heard the news. But lastly, like Kaitha's talk, he did it not for himself. It wasn't a selfish purpose. It was quite genuine. He did it for the purpose to serve the community, to serve the world. For a cause which he thought, and I still believe, is quite noble, for marine conservation. And it was pretty fun, so he had a TV show as well. It's very hard to summarise his talk, because it was quite unique. It's a very moving piece, and I don't know if I can give it justice. He did it in a quite unique way of how he told his life story and how it came to the fact that he did quite a bit of work to protect conservation on both the land and the sea.
Yeah, that's very well said, and I suppose Pete summarised, as you said, the whole event and goals of TED itself, so yeah.
Ideas worth sharing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of like those which I think are pretty cool in TED, the ones that tell a life story. Maybe one day my life will be that interesting, but for now, I'll just stick with uni.
That weekend was very inspiring, wasn't it, Vanimali?
It was, a lot of cool ideas, a lot of free food, a lot of free food came from.
Yeah.
I do encourage the listeners that if they have the opportunity to, if they can afford it, etc., to definitely go along, because it's one of those experiences that you have to go and attend to enjoy, especially if you are young as well, and you're lucky enough that someone can help you along financially to get you to go along, because it's really cool.
And everyone else was inspired, and we didn't want our excitement to stop, so...
No.
After the TED talks, we organised a party at my house, actually, sharing our happiness with our good friends, Noor, Isabel, Hunter and Hamish. And that was such an enjoyable evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went nice after playing around with some water guns and some screws. Had a nice trek up Cornwall Park or Monterey Hill.
And in the future, I'll probably arrange for these great people to meet our dear audience soon. So watch the space. And yeah, it was great to have you here, Vanimali.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for coming onto my show.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk about these things. I like talking. Thank you for having me. I do appreciate it. It was quite a cool experience.
Yeah, no worries. Anyway, where are you going off now?
I'm actually going to go back to Whangarei and go back to my parents after Pops went flat and picking up a couple of things.
Yep. So that's it from me. Thanks for listening. Please email me at youthvoicesnz@gmail.com and visit my website www.questisfun.org.nz. That's QUEST-IS-FUN.org.nz. And before we go, let us have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer lead us to the festive seasons. Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.planetaudio.org.nz.
request is fun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.